Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Two law enforcement officers were shot and the suspect was also hit during a shootout in Vernal over the weekend.
One police officer and the suspect are now in the hospital here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, the first calls came in late Saturday night when someone said a man with a gun was threatening a neighbor. Vernal police said that when officers arrived, Rukus Curry opened fire, hitting one officer multiple times, as well as a Uinta County Sheriff's deputy. Curry was also hit when police fired back. The deputy sustained only minor injuries and has already been released from a local hospital. The Vernal officer and Curry are now being treated at the University of Utah Hospital, where both are expected to recover. Prosecutors are planning to file several charges against Curry, including two counts of attempted aggravated murder. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The president of the Utah Fraternal Order of Police, Kevin Murray, tells KSL-TV that every officer knows the risks associated with doing their job.
There's nothing routine about our job, except we hope to keep the routine of going home safe and see our family again.
Murray says it doesn't matter if it's officers in a big city or small area like Vernal. The risks are the same for everyone wearing the badge throughout the state.
The suspect in the Vernal shooting has a history with police. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Amanda, Rukus Curry has faced charges for assault, driving under the influence, and theft, according to KSL-TV. Curry has done some prison time already, and one arresting document says he already carries a felony for assault by a prisoner. That puts him at Category 1 restricted person status in Utah, which blocks someone from owning, using, buying, or selling a gun. Curry's status added a felony charge to the list of counts against him. If he's convicted of just that second-degree felony, he could go back to prison for up to 15 years. He's currently 27 years old. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Three people are in police custody after shots were fired in Clearfield this weekend. Police say a fourth person drove off, and they think he was shot in the foot. Few details have been released. Clearfield officers are asking anyone with information to come forward.
KSL's top national stories this hour. At least five people, including one infant, were killed after a string of tornadoes hit several central states. Oklahoma Sheriff Chris Bryant says deputies are still conducting a grid search in one affected area.
I wish everybody in the listening area would put these people in the thoughts and prayers and guide them. There's going to be a lot of help. Electricity is an issue, water's an issue, gas is an issue.
The governor of Oklahoma has declared a state of emergency.
Check our local weather now with Matt Johnson. We had big-time rain totals over the weekend.
Hill Air Force Base, with our last storm cycle that started last Thursday and went through Sunday, they picked up 2 inches in Ogden. Tooele, 1.47. Logan, 1.75 inches. Salt Lake City, 1.16. Provo, just over 2/3 inches.
Matt says today's high in Salt Lake should be 69 degrees.
A study from BYU is looking at ways students use artificial intelligence for class.
The four main ways they're using AI are retrieval, generation, review, and evaluating. Associate Professor Ryan Schetzler says whether those ways are cheating really depends on the class.
Some really writing-intensive classes, the point is to get you to write things, and so then it would more likely be cheating. In other classes, maybe the point is for you to learn something else, and the writing is just kind of an extra along the way, and so maybe the use of AI is a little bit more flexible there.
He says even though none of the students they surveyed admit to using AI to cheat, there are probably some that were not completely truthful in their answers. Don Brinker-Huff, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Andy, is that police activity or is that work going on in there in West Jordan?
Hello, Andy.
Yes, sorry about that. We were just been waiting on the reopening of southbound Highway 89 at South Weber Drive. It looks like they're still diverting people, so sometime soon you'll be able to get all the way down to SR 193. And we've got a crash in West Jordan at 7800 South, 5600 West. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
St. George City can boast of beautiful red rock scenery and its air quality. KSL's Tammy Kikuchi has more.
St. George City ranked 10th in the nation for clean air. Air quality officials credit city planners for building up the city but keeping air quality in mind. Also, the weather helps by moving the ozone and pollutants out of the area. They also credit electric vehicles because they are so much cleaner than internal combustion engines in gas-burning cars. On the flip side, Salt Lake City ranked 37th for the worst air in the nation.
The ranking was in the state of air by the American Lung Association.
Traffic was a hot topic this weekend. Lots of road projects and closures are underway. A new water line closed southbound U.S. 89 in Weber County. The northbound lanes will be closed next weekend. Overnight closures continue on Bangor Highway. It's closed from 136 South to Redwood Road in both directions.
Highway 6 was closed for several hours in Spanish Fork Canyon on Sunday after a head-on crash near the Red Narrows. Police say a pickup truck crossed into oncoming traffic and hit a Mazda head-on. The driver of the Mazda was flown to a hospital with critical injuries. Troopers say impairment might have been a factor in the crash.
Utah is home to dozens of individual groups that are helping disabled people enjoy life in the great outdoors. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, more than 20 of these groups got together at an outpatient therapy facility in Sandy called NeuroWorks, and they helped connect hundreds of people struggling with mobility issues, learn they can still hike, water ski, and even rock climb. Physical therapist Emma Buckley says this community is inspiring.
It's just been really cool to kind of open people's eyes to just how much is possible and what is available to them in their backyard.
She says these Utah-based groups can help people who are also aging into disability get outdoors as well. Reporting live, Michael Kimmitt, KSL News Radio.